News analyst Daniel Shore notes that Americans rely on television for information about the presidential candidates. For that reason, he says, it may be time to change the way the debates are organized.
In 1980, Ted Turner's infant cable news network defied the two-man debate decision and electronically inserted independent candidate John Anderson into the Cleveland debate. This it did by switching, after Carter and Reagan had responded to a question, to Anderson in a Washington auditorium to answer the same question, then rejoining the Cleveland event from tape. Today, an older, less bold CNN said it will find other ways of giving airtime to Ross Perot and to other minority candidates. The presidential debate, like the nominating convention, has lost much of its reason for existence, and for roughly the same reason, too contrived, too finely honed by media consultants to be revealing. What do you remember of previous debates? If you're old enough, Nixon's 5 o'clock shadow, Ford's no Soviet domination of Eastern Europe, Reagan's there you go again, Mondale's where's the beef, Benson's you're no John Kennedy, and Bush looking at his watch. It is not that the media is the message, but the media effectively submerge the message, if any, and invite the substitution of invidious one-liners. What are we to think when Fox Television can dictate to President Clinton that he may not appear in his customary Oval Office setting? Or when Robert Dole has to fire two media consultants because they insist on dictating his message? Media manipulation has gotten out of control. It overshadows the whole political process, and presidential debates have become an exercise in one-upsmanship. Historian Alan Brinkley says the most we learn from debates are personality conflicts. Not this year, but maybe someday, the overly stage-managed debate will be replaced by a European-style system in which television is simply obliged to allocate unpaid time in chunks big enough for candidates to be able to explain themselves. That would take legislation and someone like the Federal Communications Commission to monitor the process. But it may well be that television and politics has become too important to leave to television executives and politicians. This is Daniel Shore.